6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
And deception, if not dealt with, probably can cause you to waver, second guess, question. Hath God hath not surely said. Okay? So we want to purify our heart from double-mindedness, from being double-mindedness, from being wavering. Oftentimes, we must add faith to patience. Amen. Even with healing. Don't just because something didn't instantaneously, sometimes things instantly manifest. Sometimes they don't. But that doesn't mean that God didn't hear, and that doesn't mean that God's not working. Amen? So we add faith to patience, or patience to our faith. That's a strong combination. All right, so let's go to Ephesians chapter 4. We see the portal. We see those that will ascend, clean hands, pure heart. And Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 23. The Word of God says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, the portal is there. The veil has been rent. It's the renewed mind that will lead you to the entrance. Mind is not renewed, you'll be looking all over the place. You'll be going all different directions, looking for answers, you know, bandages, imitations, you know, things to take the place of really walking in victory and traveling in the Spirit. So the renewed mind, how important it is for us to constantly have the mind renewed. Amen. We're only saved once. You got to be getting saved every Sunday. Yeah, every service. What? I will be saved. You got saved 5 times already. No, what you need is your mind renewed to who you are, and to where you are, and to what you have access to, what your inheritance is, what your standing is. Your mind must be renewed. You know, I like to think that the true essence of who you are is manifested when we are in the presence of God and perhaps giving Him the highest praise or the deepest worship. How you feel. How you sense, you know, you know you can run through a troop. You know there's no giant can stand in your way. How many feel like that sometimes? I'm talking about you feel like that. You actually feel strong. You know, pains leave your body and your mind is sharp. And you know, you don't want any distraction. You just want to worship God. You just want to press more into His presence. And you know, you feel mighty. Amen? You feel powerful. Well, that's the real you. Tell somebody that's who you really are. That's who you really are. And it'll be magnified thousands of times over when we enter eternity. But that's who you really are. So we want to work at or yield ourselves to His grace that will cause us to travel, but it comes through the renewed mind. Again, a partial definition of that word renewed is the word to think young or to be youthful. Don't be like the lepers, just sitting there, bump on a log, just sitting, waiting on death, just waiting. No, be youthful in your mind, no matter what our age is. We have examples in the scripture. 85, you know, God not moving until 99. Amen. And moving miraculously in the lives of people that have suffered all their life. But when their appointed time came, of course, Caleb's testimony, I'm still strong as I was at 40 to go in. See, he had lived such a life of faith that he was maintained. He wasn't double-minded. Death wasn't working in him. Life was working in him. See, when you stay focused, life is working in you. For we are not under the law of sin and death. We are governed by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Amen? The law of the Spirit of life. There's a whole lot more living for you to do. There's a whole lot of life ahead of you. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm gonna live and not die and declare the goodness of my God. God wanna keep you around a long time. I say he's gonna keep you around a long time. Amen. And keep you active. But see, it comes through the renewing of our mind. When your mind is renewed, you think on certain things and you don't think on certain things. You think on things that will release endorphins that bring health. See, the body's wired like that. You know, the body's wired to heal itself. Amen. Without a lot of medication, a lot of stuff. Sometimes medication is needful, but the body is geared or wired to cells are dying and being recreated and made new every day. I forget how many millions or billions of them. Every day, dying out and being made new. Dying out, being made new. Now imagine if you lock in on the law of the Spirit of life so that the thoughts that you think are thoughts of life. You walk in the Spirit that is life. Huh? And you stay engaged with that Spirit and stay under that law and keep your mind constantly renewed to the reality of God. You'll live a long time too. Amen. You'll be healthy too. You'll be strong supernaturally. Not governed by the natural laws, but rising up and being governed by spirit laws. Laws that are higher. But those endorphins are released in your body that bring life. You know, it's like instead of smelling the garbage dump, smell some roses. Instead of thinking, you know, about what you don't have, what do you have? Come on. Instead of thinking about what they did to you, think about what God is doing. Amen. Forget about the past that doesn't look so bright, the dark past, and think about the bright future. Come on. Discipline yourself to start doing that daily. And everything about you and everything around you is going to start fitting itself in your world to create that world. Amen? Heaven's going to kiss earth. I said heaven will kiss earth. We are going to walk in such spirit that mentions that there'll be times where you won't know whether you're in the body or in the spirit. The veil, the line between the two is going to be so thin. You can traffic in and out. In and out. All right. So let's take a look now at our character, Daniel. We talked, first of all, about the first three. I have 12 characteristics or 12 points. Daniel at a young age, we talked about how they were taken into Babylon at a young age, taken captive, bad situation, slaves, had no liberty. They were chosen because they had no blemish, all of those things. They were chosen to be among the children that the Chaldeans, that the Babylonians would raise up over a three-year period and have them stand before the king to serve, perhaps if they're chosen, in the king's court. They had a certain diet they were to eat. But Daniel, number one, and the first thing we looked at was purpose. Daniel purposed not to partake of the king's meat at a young age. Doesn't it bless your heart to see young people making good decisions? Well, I tell you, when they walk in wisdom, man, I tell you, they make wise choices beyond their years. It's a wonderful thing to see. But Daniel, with the threat of being beheaded or, you know, whatever they might do to them, he stood up and requested that they not partake of that, that they eat what they called pulse, which were lentil beans. And if you ever do a study on lentil beans, they're one of the most nutritious on the planet. But that's what they wanted, just wanted that and water. Now, because God knew that they were going to do some stuff on purpose, God had already prepared to give them favor. Tell somebody, isn't God good? He knows when you get ready to stand for him, he's already set the table for you. He's already set the table. You can never go wrong making a choice for God. Making a sacrifice for God, putting your neck out on the line for the Lord, making a stand for him. If you stand for him, he's going to stand for you. You do for him, he's already done for you. You can't outdo God. He knew that they were about to purpose some things on his behalf and stay true to the God that they knew from their homeland. And God strategically, this is what I love, because when you take a stand, God doesn't just give you general favor. He gives you favor strategically. He'll give you favor with people that nobody else gets favor with. Listen, I don't know why I'm doing this here. I ain't never done this for nobody. I'm gonna let you slide this time. That policeman that writes tickets to everybody, right up on you. Got the tablet out. All of a sudden the angel touch him. Say, all right, I'm gonna give you a warning this time. You can't be doing 100 in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. Amen. He gave them favor. When you purpose, it may not initially seem like it because you're going against the tide, against the status quo, against folk that live in fear, that won't step outside a boundary, that are under the law of sin and death and walking in fear anyway. They just want to keep their job. Just don't rock the boat. But Daniel's about to sink the boat. But because he requested and he was standing for God, God gave him favor with the prince of the eunuchs.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is Tom Creighton, station manager of WCNO Radio. Most of you know that WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? for free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program,